5 minutes to help you today and to help you think beyond today. Moments of Melody. The circus was in town. People raved about the good performances. In that same town, a man walked into the doctor's office. "What can I do for you?" asked the doctor. "Doctor, I'm very depressed. No matter what I do, the depression only gets worse." The doctor replied, "Listen, friend, I have a suggestion. Go to the circus. Forget your troubles. Go watch the clown. They say he's the funniest clown anyone has ever seen." There was a pause. "Doctor, I am that clown." That little story reminds me of the masks we wear. We smile on the outside, but there's a sadness within.
I speak his name and 100 million angels start singing. He talks to me and the freedom bells of my soul start to ringing. He gives me joy in the morning and gentle peace. I sing his praise and all heaven plays the sweet orchestration. He sings to me and my heart strings play a song of jubilation. He gives me joy in the morning and gentle
Paul wrote these lines to the Corinthians. "I will say this, because these experiences I had were so tremendous, God was afraid I might be puffed up by them. So there was given me a sickness which has been a thorn in my flesh, a messenger from Satan to hurt and bother me and prick my pride. 3 different times I begged God to make me well again. Each time he said, 'No, but I am with you. That is all you need. My power shows up best in weak people. Now I am glad to boast about how weak I am. I'm glad to be a living demonstration of Christ's power instead of showing off my own power and abilities. Since I know it is all for Christ's good, I am quite happy about the thorn and about insults and hardships and persecutions. For when I am weak, then I am strong." God sends the thorns of life not to discourage us, but to draw us closer to Him. And when we're walking with Him, we can throw away the mask.